The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood, redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood, redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Yo, what up, guys? Your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio.
Hey.
Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. I'm joined by Sir the DJ Watts.
You see it?
Yeah.
Queen Wink is back in the building.
I'm in the building, not like I never left. You feel me?
And you know, once a month we like to do our special girl. That's my song tribute. Sir Ian Jarrell's here.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me again.
Ian.
Now, today... Yeah. I know we're listening to right now. We listen to little Eric Bellinger, Focused on You. And Ian, why is that?
Because in honor of Girl That's My Song, we had to represent R&B. As we do all the time. So we decided, why not invite Eric Bellinger to the building?
Yay!
Welcome, Eric Bellinger.
What up?
White teeth. Nice teeth.
Yes.
That's nice. He also has a new album called Cuffing Season. I have not heard it.
Yes, grab that.
Okay, I'm going to buy it.
You missing out.
Yeah. Really?
Really?
Well, thank you for coming through.
Hey, no problem.
Before we get into your newest video, I want to talk about some Twitter stuff that's going on.
Okay.
We're gonna leave the beef to last episodes. If you want to talk about the beef, go to our last episode. But let's talk about some positive things.
Okay, positive. I'm all about positive.
Future is DS2, number one.
Hey. Amazing.
Number one. I was shocked by that, kind of. Honestly, with all the with all the new albums that have been coming out recently, I was kind of shocked that Future's blasted to number one like that.
I was not shocked at all. Future is hard, bro. That's my favorite artist, so I'm going to bat for Future, fam. Yeah. What it do?
I think it's his time. You know, he's definitely killing it right now. It wasn't a shock to me just because he had just did it consistently with the past couple mixtapes. It was just dope to see that he actually did it when it was time to be on iTunes as well.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he was able to... You feel me? Get some bread in from the situation.
So we showed the Tyrese album because you said it pushes Tyrese to number three.
Shout out to Tyrese.
Yeah. I bought that album immediately. One of my peoples from the Pen Souls, Davion Ferris.
Yeah.
You was just
family.
In the studio with him. That's your peoples.
Yep.
Wrote, I think, what, seven? Yeah. Seven songs?
Yeah.
Seven songs on this album. Mm-hmm. I had to support, and I keep that album on rotation.
Yep.
And it was number one for 2 weeks, so God bless Tyrese. And good for Future.
That's
for him.
A good look for him. He's not on a label, right?
Like, is it
Tyrese? Tyrese, no. Yeah.
He did this all the time. Subway is like, bye, bye.
He was everywhere by himself. He was on subways. He was in the streets. He was in Target. He was everywhere.
Wow. If you want to hear R&B music, where do you have to go? You have to go to the New York subways. Like, to hear real people sing real R&B.
Yeah.
I loved it. I love that he did that. He also, you know, he was a little upset because he feels that R&B music...
Is dying,
and his album wasn't purchased by a lot of stores, as far as units go, because... Stores are looking
out.
At R&B music like ain't nobody really buying this.
And there was a lot of places that it ran out of, but you know, we really wasn't focused on Tyrese, but God bless Tyrese and good for a Future number one album, you feel me?
But it's good for
Eric
him to go out
with
a bang.
Though. It's all good. Yeah, go
that was his last
but
album.
We can still talk about Tyrese. I got some songs on that album.
Oh, you got some songs? Okay, let's discuss it.
Nah, this is Tyrese's album. Make sure you get it.
I bought that shit the day it came out. I bought it off of iTunes. I'm kind of upset that I didn't buy the double CD, but I purchased it immediately, and I'm going to do the same for you.
Nice.
I'm definitely going to get that Eric Bellinger Cuffing Season.
Gotta get that.
And Eric, so I want to get your mindset on R&B music now in 2015. I mean, you've written for so many people.
Thank you.
And then to be able to kind of work on your own craft in artistry and develop that. Growing up, watching some people who have inspired you versus now being in the game, how would you say R&B music is different? And then how would you say it's different marketed-wise?
Well, we could start with the marketing. I think, you know, it's night and day, you know, when it comes to marketing. For example, you know, you know, when you hear that Michael Jackson is debuting a video or whatever it may be, you're tuned into the TV at that time.
Anticipating.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, that's the only time you can really watch it. So, you know, I think now with there being so many different outlets, so many different platforms, so many different ways to reach out to fans and gain personal relationships with supporters, I think, you know, it's imperative, you know, to be up on all that stuff. Up on Twitter, up on Instagram, up on Snapchat, up on YouTube, up on Periscope, up on... I can keep going, you know what I'm saying, on and on and on, but I think the people that are able to master those in this day and age are the people that will prevail. That's why a lot of the young kids are progressing faster because they're in touch with all the different things, you know, all the different social media platforms that there are. You know, so, you know, from the marketing standpoint, I think it's just completely in your thumbs. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that you're making it happen on all the different outlets. And I think, you know, just being in the music industry now and watching it back in the day, it's another thing. Like, I was watching one thing, and I'm living a completely different life. Industry. Yeah. This is completely different. You know what I mean? I look at it like, what if I had the things that they had back in the day? You know, what if they really still, even things as small as 106 and Park. I don't have that anymore. No. You know what I mean? Right when it's like my turn, 106 and Park, like, all right, we out here. I'm like, damn, I'm about to be up there sitting on the couch. Now I got this couch. You know what I'm saying? Right here. So holding down Black Hollywood Live. You know what I mean? But before that, you know, I grew up like, man, I'm going to be up on that couch one day. Luckily, I made it to the, you know what I mean? I did 106 and Park when it was like one of the latter episodes. But I'm like, for the duration of my career, you know, for being able to break a new artist, I think 106 and Park and different shows like that is imperative. That's why I think it's great that you guys are doing this.
Thank you.
All right, so to stem off of that, so Tamar Braxton did an interview with Angie Martinez. And so I held this topic off because we were supposed to have you last week. And so I had to hold it off a week because I wanted to get your opinion on this.
Yeah.
So, because it's like a 2 week old topic, but that's fine. It's going to be a new discussion.
It's all good.
I'm just kidding. All right, so Tamar Braxton was talking with Angie Martinez, and she came out to say that she feels some sort of way with Rihanna's Emmy nomination.
Emmy?
I'm sorry. Grammy nomination. Sorry, I did too many different networks here. Grammy nomination. She said, you know, I love me some Riri. Love to turn up to some Remy. She said, but that ain't R&B music.
Okay. Which one? You talking about the BBHMM? Which record is she talking
about?
Well,
I think she's just talking in general about Rihanna. Her argument is that there's no real definition to R&B music today. There's no real definition for hip-hop. If you look at Beyonce, Beyonce is labeled as hip-hop.
You gotta stop putting people in genres these days. There is no genre.
It's changing, man.
The music industry has changed. Whatever your sound is what your sound is. If it's good music, it's good music. Mm. Even though people have to put, you know, use genres to award them, but soon that shit is gonna die. Like,
this is her definition of R&B music. She says, you know, what makes something R&B? It's called rhythm and blues. Ribs and barbecue. It's not twerk music. It's soulful. That's R&B music. Absolutely. Every song of Rihanna that I've got my complete and utter life to has, you know, I was twerking. I love her and I'm one of her biggest fans, but that's not R&B music.
No, so what is she?
Beyonce, for me, is more of an R&B artist than Rihanna would be.
Rihanna's a pop artist. She's basically edgy version of Katy Perry to me.
No shade, but Tamar Braxton sounds old as fuck. She sounds like a dinosaur. Because music
I love
is...
I Tamar.
No, because the game is changing. Like, it's evolving. Music's changing. It's ever changing. The production's changing. The sounds are changing. So it's like it's growing into something new. It's like if you sound old to want to keep it at a place that's 20 years.
But I just think your vocals need to be at a certain level before you consider yourself R&B, because there are artists before you that were R&B. Tamar, she's a very talented vocalist. Toni Braxton's an R&B singer. Aretha Franklin, like, there's so many R&B singers, so I don't want to negate or water down what that is.
It's already done. That's why Tyrese started this shit. Help me save R&B. It's already watered down. It's already coming to a point of non-existing, as well as the blue-eyed soul people are trying to take over fucking R&B, like what's his name?
Sam Smith. She said Sam Smith is not R&B music. She said Ed Sheeran is not R&B music. They're pop.
But they're singing soulful music, though.
I just honestly, want, if you didn't have a music video and you put it on Tamar and you just heard it, I would be interested to see what her opinion of that is. Eric, how do you feel
about R&B music today? Do you want to be put into a genre or do you just want to do good fucking music?
Well, I definitely think good music is always first. Yes. You know what I mean? No matter what. No matter what the beat sounds like, no matter what, you know, you just want to have a feeling, you know, you want to get the music to where it brings back a feeling or it brings back memories or when you first heard the song. And I think that, you know, stems from, you know, times like the 90s, you know, that's why, like, a lot of my music, I really try to, you know, pay homage to that, you know, that generation, because I think that was the birth of R&B, and that was when it was in its truest form, you know, when it was, you know, still being birthed. So, you know, a lot of times I try to, like, just remind people, like, remember this feeling? You know what I'm saying? Even if it's TV shows, if whatever it is, because I look at it like, you're going to feel something. And if I can get you to feel something in your chest, in your heart, you're going to remember that, rather than the songs that you just, you listen to them, you're in a club, you turn it up, you forgot. You forgot what you was wearing. You forgot. I want you to remember everything. I want you to remember what heels you had on. I want, you know what I mean? Because it's so visual. You know what I mean? And as far as, you know, Tamar's coming with, you know, Rihanna not being R&B, I think maybe she's not the traditional R&B that she's, you know, used to seeing. You know what I mean? But
she's
what
the R&B
is
of today?
What, you know, what is what is, like, if it's already been done, it's like, what are we really aiming for? Let's really try to,
because I think,
know,
it stems from her losing to Rihanna. Rihanna won best R&B album for that year when Tamar, she was basically like a shoo-in. It was her, Fantasia, it was a bunch of quote-unquote R&B artists in that category, but that year they just needed to give Rihanna something. So they gave it to Unapologetic, which has no R&B record on there or anything soulful. None of Rihanna's records make anything.
No.
I think because she stemmed from being, like, you could say pop artist, but also still an R&B artist. You know what I mean? That's still her root and that's still her base. And people, you know, she still has songs like, what's the, you look so darn right now. That was R&B. You feel me? So, like, people still, like, don't play her. Like, she has hits. Yeah, she has R&B hits as well. You know what I mean? But, you know, of course, Tamar is a different type of R&B artist. You know what I mean? And I think Tyrese is a different type of R&B artist, and I think that's what they're fighting for. They're just fighting for that genre. You know what I mean? And, they're, you know, no disrespect to any, like, she's incredibly talented. You know what I mean? I think for the R&B, you know, that the kids are listening to, they have no idea of what she has in her mind and what I have in my mind of what R&B is supposed to be. You know, and what I grew up on with R&B, because especially for me, you know, I struggle with, you know, being current and old school at the same time. I do that, you know what I mean? Like, that's like my biggest thing. Like, I always want to make sure that people are like, damn, like, he is right where we at, you know what I mean? In the climate, you know what I mean? He's on point with all these songs that he's putting out right now, but I'm like, I'm gonna make sure you still feel that old school. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's not necessarily a struggle. I just think more so, maybe that's the wrong word, maybe that's just my challenge that I do for myself. You know, I'm like, all right, I need to make sure that the new kids feel it, but the old head's gonna be like, man, I really rock with that Eric Bellinger guy, you know what I'm saying? So I'm able to, you know what I mean, tap in from, you know, the young generation to the older generation.
Well, cuffing season, you definitely did that, because
that shit said cuffing season.
I have never met you before, but listening to that album and knowing how much you were a part of putting the actual production together, it was just like, you can sense the type of person you are, and, like, your message as far as you want to get across, as far as, okay, this is the new age of R&B. Everyone's rapping about bitches and all this stuff. No, I want to rap. I
want
to talk about these girls.
I want somebody to rap about I want somebody to do music where you be like, yo, I'm going to go buy that new Eric Bellinger because I want to make love to this nigga to song number 13, song number 9,
That's it.
You're just going to press play.
For real?
I'm excited. I'm not putting it out if it's not. Like, say, for example, like, number 9 happens to be everyone's favorite song.
Right.
It needs to be a single.
That's true.
You can't put out no filler. Like, what is an album filler? That doesn't make doesn't make any sense, because if somebody's like, oh, okay, let's see who this guy is. Number 6. It has to be crazy. Number 6 is just as crazy as number 1. Number 16 is just as crazy as number 1, because I don't know what song you're going to press play on, and your first impression of me is, it might be your last.
That's true.
So I got to make sure that it's a smash every time.
Yes! Smash!
That's what we need. I love literally what you did with your latest video, which we're going to get into that. But before we do, all right, so Stan Shepherd, he's produced tons of artists before. He asked a very interesting question this week, and I just wanted to bring it to the table to discuss. Mm-hmm. He's kind of confused in 2015 why record labels have an A&R department. Mm-hmm. He feels like
they're not doing their job.
What the job used to be and what the job currently is, and technology has kind of cut the middleman. Mm-hmm. He feels like a lot of people aren't out in the streets looking for talent. Yeah. A lot of the record labels find their talent online. Mm-hmm. And then there's just this middleman who's the money kind of connector. Mm-hmm. That's such a sad thing for me to hear, because, I mean, that is like the ultimate, to be able just to go find talent everywhere. Yeah. And curate it and like actually watch it grow and artist development.
I was about to say, there's no more artist development. There's no more, no one's investing in that shit anymore. Huh. So the question is, why do A&Rs exist in 2015? Because everybody's doing this shit on their own. Yeah. Tyrese been number one for 2 weeks and no fucking record company. His own shit, Voltron. This motherfucker was out in the street by himself promoting his own shit. There's no record label behind him. Nobody throwing no money behind him. No one's doing anything. And it just shows, he just showed and proved that with a good following on Instagram, staying persistent, being connected to your fans, because he's always doing videos, he's always being connected to your fans, and just saying, yo, I got some hot shit, having faith in your ability, it just shows you that you can do this shit on your own. A&Rs, honestly, to me personally, it's not the 90s. Yeah. They really aren't needed. They kept collecting a check for nothing.
It's a different game, and I think you make a good point, and Eric kind of alluded to it earlier. It's like, it's changing the world. Like, the web has changed the game. Mm-hmm. It's changed the music business. It's changed everything. So it comes to a point now where you can reach everybody online.
Does that mean we get rid of that department as far as branding artists? Or is it that, okay, it's time to step your game up?
And no, I just think it's just the title, you know what I mean? Because I don't think back in the day, the responsibility was so
huge.
It was solely on that, you know, person in position. You know, they're like, okay, cool, I'm an A&R. You know, you see movies like Brown Sugar and all that, when it was out there looking for talent. It was at the shows, like, yeah, this kid got a show tonight. He's most deaf. You feel me? Like, I don't think that's happening anymore. But I do think that, you know, when an artist does get signed, that's just their, you know, say for example, someone else signs as this person. This person, this quote-unquote A&R, I think they just
mold them and push them.
Yeah, they're like, okay, cool, that's your point person. You feel me? I don't know how much. I can't speak on that because I've never been, you know, with a major label. Because
you've been doing
label.
Eric Billinger by his fucking self. Yeah, you've been a writer. You've been doing all your stuff on your own. Didn't need nobody behind you. Eric Billinger has his own reputation due to your hard work.
That's it. It's like a new age artist.
It's a new A&R. You know what I mean?
I think personally, A&Rs is for people like Beyonce. People who are still signed to labels.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you're a new artist, man, you got to be your own everything, you know. I have seen that.
And A&R isn't a marketing. They have a marketing team for marketing. Of course, new artists need to know how to market themselves, use Instagram, use all these social medias. But I always thought that A&R was just the liaison between artists and their team and the label. I felt like they were just supposed to be the middle person, get you in a studio with certain artists, certain writers, producers that you would never be in contact with.
They're supposed to be executive producers of the album. That's what you should do to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, cool, I'm the A&R. I'm gonna put this together. Yeah, I believe in this. You know what I mean? I'm gonna do all, you know, I'm gonna connect all the dots. Like, there's a producer in Idaho who's incredible. There's a writer in Florida who's incredible. And we're gonna bring them together and have a session in Hollywood. And then you're gonna come and record the song. Yeah. It's like those type of plays aren't being put together. You know what I mean? The A&Rs can't artists develop because they can't really get the budget approved to sign and take a chance on a new artist because they're not going to sell.
That's true.
Like, how are they going to, like, what me taking this chance and giving this artist this big budget and then they don't sell records and we invest all this time
and
then I look crazy when it don't go.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And that's
so now
when they
it's like
themselves.
Let me just get what's already going. regardless if it's polished, regardless of anything, but they got some cool views on YouTube, so I'm going to go ahead and sign them, not knowing what their background history is, not knowing if they're able to conduct themselves in an interview, not knowing if they know how to perform, not knowing none of that. They just looking at it like, man, they popping right now. They going viral on Instagram, so let's sign them. Then you sign them, and then you look even crazier than as if you had invested in, you watered the plant and made sure you grow it. It's like, it might take a longer route, but it's the stronger route, you know?
Well,
boss ass bitch. That was just that song is the epitome of what you just said. I mean, they found these girls off of
He said boss ass bitch.
But I'm serious. I showed the video to my home girl. She showed it to her friend who's an A&R. He was like, "Who the hell are these girls?" All of a sudden, they got a music video out, and nothing ever came from it. And it was because they didn't know how to conduct themselves. It was just they just saw the views.
Money into it, and they like, "All right, cool. What's the second single?" There is no second single, man. Let's be real. You knew that.
It's creating like a fad based music industry, bro. Like where you get these fly by night artists, and people aren't really buying into artists. That's why I could respect the artists coming from the grassroots, the grind, the struggle, the independent. Like a Kid Ink, you know what I'm saying? Like
a Kid Ink is
people,
crazy.
You know what I mean? Coming from the grassroots, they start at the bottom, they build their fan base up, and then you'll be around.
And I will say too, Kid Ink's A&R is just one of the dope A&Rs in the game, you know what I mean? You still got some great people out there, you know what I mean?
Sure.
That I rock with.
Excuse me.
I didn't know if that was like one of them things like
no, that was amazing.
Like you tripping.
No, trust me, I don't hold my tongue. I'm not
gonna hold my tongue. Yeah. Nah, I do think it is some guys, you know what I mean, but I think it's on a higher playing field. You know what I mean? When you get to that, like you said, like
when you already get
Ushers and Chris Brown, you know, because those their A&Rs are the ones that reach out to me, you know what I mean? So I'm not gonna act like it ain't none.
Right.
But I'm just definitely speaking on a perspective of like for new artists and like I believe in this kid. I saw him at a talent show. That's not happening.
Do you think that today's music, the way this whole shit is ran, do you think that's why celebrities like artists are building their own talent? Like Chris Brown was 7. He introduced 7.
Yeah, I think so, because you know with that, you know, it's really important nowadays to have a cosign, to have, you know, somebody say, yo, this artist is dope. Check them out. I really rock with them. You know, like Ty Dolla $ign had Wiz Khalifa really step up for him. And then you had 7 with Chris Brown, and you had Ravon with Neo, and you had, you know, Big Sean with Kanye. It's like so many different people that are, you know, even Drake with Lil Wayne. You know what I mean? It's like so many different people. Because they know it's like, yo, if I say this person is dope or if I stamp this person, then that could probably put them over the top. You know what I mean? And before that, it's kind of rough because people are like, why should I give you a chance? I'm cool over here with who I'm listening to. I'm cool with this person. But once someone of influence, like Dr. Dre, comes and says, yeah, Kendrick Lamar out of Compton is crazy, then people are going to start paying attention because they've already gained their respect.
Right.
Like, I respect what Dre says. I respect for what Wayne says. But I have no way to respect you because I don't know who you are. You know, and it's not nothing that's bad. You know, I'm not saying like, oh, you got to have a cosign. But it's like, it definitely helps.
It helps.
For sure. You know what I mean? For me, I'm just like, man, I'm just grinding. I'm like, you know what I mean? God is my cosign.
Amen.
You know, so I'm kind of cool.
Well, let's talk about cosign, because you actually have cosigned some people.
Yeah.
One is this female by the name of Abrina.
Yeah, Abrina's dope.
Abrina's a good friend of ours right here at the Beat. So the song she just released is called Fire, and she dropped a hot music video for it. Let's take a look.
Yeah, let's see what's going on. Same. Yeah. Nice bite.
When I look into your eyes, I feel like Jagged Edge is about to come.
Yeah, she's pretty.
She's
what sample
the girl
is that?
Who had the red hair?
Yes.
Okay. let me get all right, my
so
opinion.
Queen was not a fan
okay,
of...
Okay, okay, okay. No. Okay.
Let's hear it, Queen.
When I first saw this girl, she had red hair doing some type of dancing inside of a dance studio. Warehouse. It was in a warehouse with a thing tied around her waist or some shit, looking nuts. It wasn't professional. I am very happy.
It wasn't a real video. It was like a
I don't give
in between
a fuck.
Video.
If you're gonna do it right. This, hey. On the other hand, hey. She stepped her shit up.
Yeah.
She got rid of that red hair. She looks better. She looks more polished. The video looks much better.
Yes.
Good for her. They took the advice, I guess, because I was like, this is not cool. Take the red shit out of her hair. Take the shit from around her waist. She looked nuts. But this right here, I think she looked good.
I don't know. Remember seeing that.
But
I think
you're
people
involved,
in general,
you're involved now.
They just think like, I gotta do this because other people are doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no. This know, is better. Yeah. This is
I feel
much
like
better.
Just be you.
You, yeah. Because you know
that
agree.
Was a lot more
like,
cleaner.
Really
like, I heard her voice.
Yeah,
like,
I can hear her voice.
Yeah.
I can see her face. Yeah. I wasn't distracted by, because I'm a hairstylist. That's what I do for a living. I wasn't distracted by that dry red hair color.
Right,
I wasn't distracted by that horrible outfit or the horrible camera. This is good.
A lot of shit artists do, man. You think it makes you cool, it doesn't, bro. It's distracting. Yeah. Like, just make it about the music.
I think she did a good job.
She did
one.
A good job, though. I fuck
this
with
one.
Her.
Good one. Good one.
She found herself. I mean, I'm just saying. I love it. I love watching this girl grow. That's
thank God
just,
for
she's like a little.
Thank God for progression.
Hello.
All right. Speaking of, all right. Well, I don't even know what we're gonna speak of with this one because I just came across this video the other day. And I was like, I thought it was B.O.B. and he was dropping a song called Macy Gray.
Mm-hmm.
So I click on it and I'm like, where the hell is B.O.B. and why is this voice? And I was like, oh, it's Macy Gray. So it's Macy Gray's new video. It's titled B.O.B., and I'm just gonna let you guys take a look and see what it's about.
Bring your own boob.
He fits like a glove, always up for love, steady like a caterpillar. Rabbit from a hat.
Like a lyric video.
Tried to say goodbye, she choked, and she found herself a new man, y'all.
The
she
battery-operated boyfriend.
Boom.
That is original as hell.
So, I mean, I haven't heard anything from Macy Gray in a minute.
Wow.
And I think it's interesting that everyone keeps putting these... What's your feeling about the whole everyone has to drop a lyric video before they drop the actual video?
What? They do?
Man.
Girl.
Why?
Annoying.
I think that's another thing that, like, you know, people are doing... because a lot of other people are doing it. The only reason I think it might be really necessary, for one, is if, you know, you're one of them artists that doesn't really pronounce the words. You don't have no idea what they're saying. Or if, say, for example, you got a song that, you know, maybe two artists, you know, like, for example, for me, I have a my next single is with Fetty Wap and 2 Chainz.
Oh,
so we haven't.
You gonna need a lyric video.
We might need to get a lyric video because I don't know when we gonna be. You feel me? So it's kind of like in those situations, you know, you gotta have something out there visually, just because people aren't able to just hear it and get it, you know. So at least paint the picture in some way. But if you can shoot a video, man, shoot that video.
Just do the video.
You know, I was against it for at first until Katy Perry released Roar, and it was like
a
text message thing, right?
That was crazy. That was.
And I was like, I really sat and watched an entire lyric video, but it was so interesting. And I knew all the words to the song when the song came out, and I was like,
if it's a cool visual, like that, at least had a cool visual with it. You know,
this is the real video.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't think so.
That looks like a lyric video. That can't be real.
It was on her thing, official video.
I think it's cute. It has the whole Blues Clues
it makes
vibe.
Sense,
like,
it like makes sense for this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what's she gonna really be like?
Yeah.
A Like, I doubt that.
Well, it's, you know Lily Allen?
Lily Allen?
From London?
Yeah.
So it kind of reminds me of her, in where she talks about these graphic things, but it's very like Sesame Street. The video Sesame Street, right. Kids Bop. And then you sit there and listen to the list. She's like, did she just.
Like, kids could watch that and have no idea what that is.
At all. Yeah. It's SpongeBob.
Right.
That is a legit. Fucking vibrator on the bed bouncing up
yeah,
and down.
Yeah, but it looked like a. It could be a banana. It could be a comb. It could be a toothbrush case holder.
A permanent vibrator.
You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, you got a son.
It's a toothbrush case holder. Brush your teeth.
Did we like the song? How do we feel about that song?
I think Macy Gray is testing the waters right now. Yeah, she's trying to, because she hasn't been out in years. Yeah. So I think she's trying to test to see whether or not the young people is going to jump over to something like
she
that.
She sounded good, though. Yeah. Like, I thought she sounded really good. Yeah.
She sounded good.
Yeah. Boom. All right, Macy.
Too
all
bad.
Right.
I don't use batteries, though. I like to plug mine in. Plug it in. Plug it
she
in.
She said, we ain't dying in an important moment.
Like, not now. Not now. Please,
you need to stop fucking with them dollar store batteries.
Right, right.
So I got my whole entire life this week because Kehlani dropped the Way video with Chance the Rapper.
Chance is hard, man.
Chance is hard.
Let's take a look.
Yes, sir.
Is the way you are, way you talk, babe. Finally, choreography. Is the way you look, the way you fuck, the way. Use the way you act, you're a star, babe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Use the way you, it's the way you act.
She said, I ain't even make my bed up. Watch your step, you gon' wake my mama in there up.
Girl, didn't I tell you at the damn club? We gon' wake your neighbors, turn your block club to my fan club. And it happened so fast. Damn, I'm glad I strapped up. Ask her when she finished. If she came, she said I lapped ya twice.
Kehlani featuring Chance the Rapper, The Way. I love Kehlani. Her whole album is sick. And I also wonder about her album cover, because it kind of seems a little similar to Cuffin Season. I wonder if she was checking that out. If she was hoping that she was that other
effect. She got the cartoon effect. You know, I'm not even going to say that's bad about her. I really rock with her music. Even that, you know what I mean, it was refreshing. You know, just to see simplicity, black and white, just chilling, singing, dancing, looking dead in the camera. I'm not distracted by giraffes. I'm not distracted by. You feel me? Like, I'm really big on music, so that being so organic, I think that was dope.
I was really late to the train with her. Like, I knew nothing about her.
I was like, we gotta talk about this.
Yeah, because I was just like, I just saw this tatted chick, and I was like, who is she? I like the imagery. Like, I like her brand, what she's going with, but I'm like, who is she? Yeah. And then when I saw this, I'm like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that. And a lot of people was like reading me online for saying it reminded me. So I always figured, like, artists back in the day, if they came out today, what music would they drop? And I just felt like this whole video was very much of Aaliyah vibe to me. I like the vibe of it, her with the rapper making a rapper dance the way she made Ginuwine dance in her video back in the day. It was very different. So I was late to the train with it, but I'm totally a fan now.
And Chance the Rapper has been putting out some watching him grow has been really interesting, because I didn't know this motherfucker doing Broadway plays, dancing like Andre 3000. Like,
he's another artist from Chicago, shout out to Chicago. Nah, but he's another artist who, like, grassroots movement, man. Like, he really had the city popping out there before his break. So, big ups to Chance, man. I think he brings something different to the track every time. He's like a rapper that's unique. He's not rapping about the same shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I like it, man.
I think it's deep. I think it's okay, but she needs an image consultant. I think she needs... No, for real. She has... Her makeup is horrible, and she needs some extensions. Mm-hmm. She needs... They need to polish her look. Other than that, she has talent. I love her ink. I love her talent. I think we need to be watching her for the next year. 2016, we're going to hear a lot from this girl, but they have to do an image consultant. They have to polish her look, because no one's going to notice her looking like that. She looked like she just woke up and was like, I'm going to just do my own makeup.
Do you think like the girl next door, the boy next door look is a thing that's kind of like,
that's not going to work. I don't know. That doesn't work.
For me, it worked with her. It works with her because it's just, watching her, you know, her mixtapes and, like, just kind of watching her on Instagram. But she's a new artist.
Right, but her name is starting to ring bells in the street, so what that mean? That means you need to pay people like me. You need a glam squad. You need a hair person. You need a makeup person. And you need a stylist. She did this all by herself. Her hair, if you look at it, it's all in different, it's not even curled properly.
She gives like a grungy kind of.
She's very grungy, but she's giving soft shit. So if they change her image and soften her up, I think she'll be all right.
Well, you know whose image we don't need to change is Mr. Eric Bellinger. We're just going to get into this video right here because
Beard
I think
gay.
It's genius.
Beard gay. It's new. I like it.
I think this is genius that you took three songs, put them into one video, made them all made sense, told a story.
Exactly.
So the songs are overrated, viral, and text messages.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Take a look.
Hey, you look nice.
Thank you.
So when you're taking all the pictures and you're trying to find the one, girl, I know that I'm the only nigga you be thinking of. Yeah. Everybody see you, but you do it for me, so you know I don't be tripping, girl. That's how it's supposed to be. Yeah. Shake that ass like you're trying to go viral. Move your body like you're trying to go viral. Why you love me like you're trying to go viral?
We got something they can never understand.
This is how we do it. Yeah. Boom.
Hey. I got Queen next to Opera.
Man, I was into it. That just fucked up my whole thing.
Now, if you want to check out the rest of the video, you can check out Eric Bellinger.
Yes, check that out. EricBellinger.com. EricBellinger.com.
I love it.
Queen, go ahead. What did you think?
I love it. And he got a bad bitch anyway. And we ain't going to throw no names out in there. But he got a bad bitch who looked amazing pregnant. God bless
Thank
her
you.
And God bless
you.
But he got a bad bitch.
Thank
and
you.
Your music is amazing. You look really good in the video.
Man.
Now I want to go home and finish this shit because you just confused me.
You don't know where it started. You don't know where it ended.
Right. Yeah, it's all a story. You know, the song... You know, the first video is called Overrated. I'm at a party. I'm turning up with everybody. I don't want to be there, actually. You know, it's a beginning intro scene where my boys are like, man, we about to turn up. We about to be doing this. And I'm like, man, my girl's at the crib. I'm trying to go home.
Aww.
And they like, you know, so we turning up. We boom. We there. And I'm still here saying, like, yo, this is overrated. You know what I'm saying? In the side chick kind of world, I'm glad I got my girl.
Yes.
Which, by the way, was the intro of that video inspired by Martin?
The intro of it, with me and my boys talking, that's my boy JoJo in the beginning, and he got all kind of characters. You know, Joe, he's crazy. And, you know, we actually want to, like, brand just, like, you know, like the same vibe of The Bachelor, but, you know, the urban, you know what I mean? Like the entourage type of thing where they all grind and they all got their own position in the squad and they working together. And we all like, man, we black entourage. We out here, you know, we doing our thing. E, you got the girl, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. You doing your thing. But we over here, we turning up. So it's like, I want people to really see us and look at us like, man, they just having fun. Yeah. They just young kids with a positive message that's out here, you know what I mean? Not doing nothing crazy, turning up, you know what I mean? Yeah. Ubering home after the club.
Right.
You feel me? So.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Why was it important for you to take three songs, put them together? Is that something that we'll see from you?
No, not probably not like a lot. I just think in that case, you know, I had put out those particular three songs on my birthday. It was a little EP that I put out prior to putting out Cuffing Season called Birthday Gifts. And it was like my birthday, but I gave out songs to my supporters and to my fans. So those three songs, you know, for the longest, I was like, yeah, which one y'all want a video to? And, you know, my fans on Twitter, it was never one song. It was always, shoot one for all of them. Shoot one for all of them. And then once I was like, let me try to see if I can actually figure this out, I was like, let's put together a story. You know, rather than three videos, I think people's attention span isn't as vast, you know, as it used to be. So I'm like, let's cram it all into one and keep it to where the video isn't boring.
A lot of times, I think
stuff
gonna
is boring.
No, that's
you're
going to
start a new trend.
Yeah.
You literally.
As long as they know I did it first.
Yes. You are literally.
And kept it at 3 minutes.
Because
people
the
do it
important.
And then it'd be like 7 minutes. Man, I don't have 7 minutes to give you, bro. So it's like, let's still do it. 3 minutes, just fun, and you excited about the next one.
Yeah. And the way you had them mixed in perfectly, it was almost like it sounded like the same song.
Yeah, that was
either.
Yeah, that was definitely the idea. I'm glad we were able to execute.
Great job. Innovative.
So Cuffing Season, what is it about this album that you really want to get across into people's head?
Man, that you don't have to live like that. You don't have to do that. There's another option. Mm-hmm. You feel me? That's really all it is. You know, sure. I'm not trying to you know, downplay, you know, people in the club. I was in the club too. I'm a little, just a little older now, mm-hmm. so I'm like, you know, I'm able to grow, and now I'm to the point where I'm like, yo, man, I'm good with going home to a bad beautiful
bitch.
Woman.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Then having a little son.
Yes.
Like I'm with the family yeah. life. I grew yeah. up my mom and dad. That's it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I saw them. I saw my mom making sure that the food was ready. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Making my lunch in the morning to go to school. Mm-hmm. At home cooking dinner. My dad going to work. And I'm really traditional. I'm really old fashioned.
God bless
and they
you.
Instilled it in me so
Jesus,
much.
Jesus, please that send even him. Gosh, I know you're out there.
These are the role models we need.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like somebody needs to step up. And although, yes, cool. I'm you know, I'm doing my thing. I'm out here. I'm popping a little mm-hmm. bit. I could probably go crazy. It's not worth it. It's, you know what I mean? It's like, if I can actually be a person that God can use as a vessel to actually
yes,
touch some lives
amen.
And be an example to the culture and
use
to the
them,
generation.
Lord. Use them.
I really look
I gotta do it.
I really look at Erica like the new the epitome of the new R&B artist.
Thank
and like
you
stay on my playlist like homie.
Thank
like
you,
I
dog.
Fuck with you, bro. But
no, that's
yeah,
dope,
like
man.
I really look at you like what the R&B should be going to. You know what
thank
I'm saying?
You,
you have the old in the music, but you in you know, you yeah. infuse into something new.
Exactly.
But at the same sense it's positive, man, it's productive and I think
yeah.
it's pushing the culture
God,
forward.
Man,
dog.
Man,
like
you know.
You're a singer,
thank
an R&B
so.
Artist doesn't act like he's a rapper.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a singer, you know, I'm chilling. You know what I mean? Of course, you know, it's funny because I grew up knowing how to sing and being like, man, I want to rap though. You know what I mean? And then once I actually got to the place where I'm like in a, you know, in a platform and people listening to my music, I'm like, all right, I got to give them what they need
mm-hmm.
rather than, you know what I mean,
yeah,
what
exactly.
I want to do. Like, actually stand in the gap and actually make a difference and actually give a message and actually have a brand that stands for something.
Straight up.
But it's like, you know what I mean? Go ahead.
No, I feel like you hit that perfectly because, you know, we do have certain singers.
Yeah.
Who,
rap?
Yep. you know, but you have this sound where, like, Focused on You is the perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
When I listen to that,
mm-hmm.
the way you bounce your melodies,
yeah,
it comes off almost there, like it could come
rap.
Off rap, but
yeah,
it's
that's why
you're
I'm just like,
to
long
beat.
As I have melody.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'll start off with some. That's what, and then that just is a whole part of the infusing. You know, like, I still got to do what's popping right
exactly,
now.
Right.
I can't go out here and hit you with these old school Kareem mm-hmm. Abdul, Abdul Jabbar hoop shot melodies. Everything can be a rainbow melody, like, oh, we're here. Reason. It's like, I can't do that, but I'm just going to swag out and do it to the point where I'm going to have so many harmonies in there that you're going to be like, woo, he's singing, like, you know what I mean? But I'm still hitting you with...
It resonates,
I'm
man.
Still hitting you with cadences that sound like, Jesus Christ, help me. You know what I'm saying? So, that's all it is.
For sure, man.
As a writer, what's the most difficult part for you, kind of working on other people's projects and then working on your own?
Just that, you know, I think the A&Rs and the artists that you're writing for at the time... They kind of only look at you as that, you know, what your first impression is. I look at it like that's what they see you as, you know, even though for me, you know, I've been in singing groups, you know what I mean, and doing different things with music for a minute before I actually started writing. You know, I think a lot of people are like, oh, that's the writer. And then they you know, put you in this box that's like, oh, that's just the songwriter, rather than respecting your craft. And you know what I mean? So it's like, I started off writing, and I think people know me for that,
mm-hmm.
so I never want to go away with it. I do believe that what I did to get me here, I need to continue to do in order
absolutely.
To stay here. But at the same time, it's tough because once they like, oh, that's just a songwriter, you know what I mean? Or producers that engineer. You know, a lot of producers, they may start off engineering songs for people, but really, they make beats. So once they start being like, hey, I got a beat, can I play you a beat? Nobody want to hear no beat from you.
Right.
Shut up and control the computer. You feel me? Just because that's just what we're used to from
right.
you. So it's like, you know, people like, even like Hit-Boy, rap, like transitioning, and, you know,
yeah.
a lot of people are like, yo, we not rocking with the transition. So for me, it's always like, if I, say for example, I write a crazy song, and they're like, yo, we need to shoot this to that person. I'm like, fam.
Well, I can't
you know what I'm saying? So it's tough to actually transition and get the respect from the people amongst the industry, but the people out, the consumers, the fans, they look at me like, oh, that's Eric Bellinger, the artist. That's yeah, what yeah. I know him. Yeah. I know him mm-hmm. for exactly. I Don't Want Her. I know him for Focus on You. I know him for Valet. I know him mm-hmm. for all these dope mm-hmm. records, the Rebirth album. But people in the industry, yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, call Eric if you need mm-hmm. a record. Call him if you need a song. And they don't necessarily look to you as, you know, a person that can stand on your own, mm-hmm. you know, and I think it's interesting. I never really, you know, shared it with anybody, but I think it was actually a blessing for them to continue to look at me as just the songwriter. Mm-hmm. Y'all can keep mm-hmm. looking at me yeah. as just the songwriter.
Keep them checks rolling.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, yeah, just keep it going because I don't want to sign to you anyway. Anyway you feel yeah. me? Y'all don't know what y'all doing. Yeah. So I'm good to go over here putting out records, doing music that I love. I'm not getting tainted. I'm not getting influenced by someone who I'm signed to who's cutting a right, check. Right. So I got to do what they say. I'm cutting the checks over here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So whatever I want to put out, that's what I'm putting out. When I want to put it out, that's when I'm putting it out. And I think for me having the freedom to do what I want to do and it also being quality music, it's penetrating because right. it's just organic. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
For sure, man.
Amen.
I fucked with Eric Bellinger. Yeah. Yeah.
So the next single is
Word.
Valet featuring Fetty Wap and 2 Chainz.
And we're gonna get a video for that. You said real soon.
We're gonna get the lyric video
first.
unless
we do something. You know what I'm saying? Where you never know. Because that's the thing. That's the beauty of it. You know, there's really no rules. I can pull up on Chainz right now. Like, bro, we gonna shoot your part on my iPhone. All right. So let's just get it in. You know what I mean? Because it's like, who knows? It's like, they can look at that and be like, man, he's so innovative uh-huh. because he used a cell phone and he actually did it on an iPhone and he edited it in an iMovie. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Per se. But it really is like, fam, that's all I can afford.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I couldn't get them all in one place at the same time.
Right.
Just hypothetically speaking, you know, I think that the day and age we are in right now, is
people
it works.
It works,
yeah, because it's like the 7-Eleven video that Beyoncé did, for example.
Right. That was a phone.
Yeah. People yeah. love that video.
Yeah,
you know,
sure
so
did.
I think it's dope because, you know, I don't have any rules. I don't have to necessarily fork out $60,000 for a video. Right. I can just get creative, and really creative is what's winning nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Like, inspiration. Yo, inspire the masses. Mm-hmm. Wow, so Eric right. can do it. I want to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Like what you just did right mm-hmm. here, that's going to, you're starting definitely yeah. starting a new
Thank
trend.
You. Thank
that,
you.
That was yeah. awesome because I was into it. Then she fucking cut it off. My brain was still going. And yo, that shit was like, oh,
that's
I'm
dope.
Like, wait.
Nah, yeah, that video is incredible. Shout out to Psycho Films. You know, we came together with the idea, and it was like, yo, we had so many more ideas, but with what we were able to work with, it was tough, but we really pulled it off.
And was it a one day shoot or two?
One day.
Okay. Yeah. How many hours? 12, 15?
Yeah, we had to be at least 12 hours. We was there all day long. So, you know what I mean? So, those guys are incredible, you know?
Going back to the single that you're about to release, Valet, mm-hmm. how did you link up with Fetty Wap? Because he's another new artist. Yeah. Like, how did y'all even get in the studio? What was the relationship like?
We're both, I'm signed to 300 for the, like, my distribution okay. and everything. So mm-hmm. they, like, you know, Lior Cohen is, you know, the head of the yeah. of the label. Mm-hmm. And they actually have Fetty, too. Fetty okay. signed to them. Like, yeah. you know, he has a deal with 300. And, you know, when it was like, okay, who should we get on a single? Gee, I don't know. Fetty's, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Fetty is incredible. Yeah. And I actually, you know, was a fan of him, you know what I mean, before you know, everything. It was just like, yo, mm-hmm. he's killing it. He's doing yeah, his thing. Yeah. And especially since it's positive, his message, is so positive, but it's low key. You know what yeah. I'm saying? He's like, baby, come my way. You could be my trap queen, but it's still all positive. He's yeah. talking to his girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that was dope because it was just a spin, you know yeah. what I mean, on what I was doing, but it was still the same thing. Just
True.
A positive message, and his records are just so fun. You know what I mean? You can't really not say, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
You can't really not yeah, say it yeah. when that part comes. So it's like, it's dope because we actually clicked and we got to get in the studio together rather than me emailing it being like, hey mm-hmm. fam, did you get to that track
yeah. yeah.
We really got to organically okay. build a dope relationship because
awesome.
Of the both being under 300. So shout out to 300
cool.
for that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Fetty Wap came out with one eye.
One
and,
eye.
And fucking
and killed, them.
Killed yeah. the game.
One yeah, eye,
that's
one
what
single.
I'm saying.
1738.
1738.
And his bank account
and
went up with
rolling.
add three zeros to 1738 and you pop it, and he's still eating oodles and noodles.
That's his favorite thing. Oodles and noodles.
I wish we did brought MTV Cribs back and we could see. I want Fetty Wap to do MTV Cribs.
He just bought a house. He showed it on Instagram. Wow. God bless him.
That's dope, man. God bless you. Thank you so much, Queen.
Get it going. And you need to spread that message more.
Yeah, we're doing it. That's why I'm putting out Cover Season Part 2. I'm putting it out soon. You know, because I think it's like you got to strike when the iron's hot, and I got people's attention, so I'm going to just keep hitting them just to let them know that, yo, I ain't going nowhere regardless. So you might as well press play one of these days. Mm-hmm. You can keep seeing them links if you want. You're going to press play one day.
He's a smart guy. All right, Eric, where can everybody keep in contact with you?
Man, everything is my full name, Eric Bellinger, E-R-I-C-B-E-L-L-I-N-G-E-R. So EricBellinger.com, Instagram.com/EricBellinger, Twitter.com/EricBellinger. And, you know, I'm really big with the social media, so I keep everyone updated. I'm always posting footage from shows. I'm posting flyers for new shows. I'm posting random pictures of me in the studio, the things that I do. I'm putting out vlogs every Wednesday night. Make sure you check those out. Woo Wednesdays, 9 o'clock. Just me and my boys turning up.
There y'all have it, Ian.
Thank you guys for having me again. No, and I appreciate everybody, you know, tuning in to Girl, That's My Song. You know, we're going to be here monthly. We're always going to have a new artist. So, and I appreciate you guys always having me. And thank you, Eric, for coming.
No problem. Yeah.
Now, what's your damn where do people find you?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
You know,
why am I not Brandon?
Well, can you come stand on the table with us?
Well, it's at Girl, That's My Song. And also, if you want to follow me directly, of course, you should. And it's at Ian Jarrell.
Okay.
Dope, man. And you can follow me at That Dude J Watts, THAT Dude, DUDE, J, the letter, Watts, like the city. And we out here, man.
Yo, you can follow me on Snapchat and on Instagram at Queen Wink, WINK, and on Twitter at Queen Live.
There you guys go. Hit me up at DJ Jesse J everywhere. Also, make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Instagram us here at The Beat TV. Also, make sure you guys check out Eric Bellinger's Cuffing Season.
Available now. And he's loyal to his woman.
Yes, they still exist. I'm never giving up. You can do it.
I'm never giving up.
It's interesting because you know what I mean. A lot of people like ask her. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. For me, like I grew up. That's what I wanted. Every girl that I've dated, I've been dating. I'm like, hopefully this is the one. I swear every time.
It just didn't work out a lot of times. That's God bless you, but you got a sexy one now.
Yeah,
boy.
I was like, oh, that's gonna have to work.
Yes, then you won't make it work.
You're right.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We was on the same page.
Shit.
It just worked out.
Ian, Eric, thank you guys for stopping by. Ladies and gentlemen, till next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at King XO Bay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.